We want to take this time, 10 minutes, to do a visualization with you. And we're calling this visualization or meditation, Grasping Your Network, a contemplation of mutuality. So we'd like to invite you to take a moment for all of you to get comfortable, for all of you to do whatever kind of breathing helps to center you. You can start in by taking very easy, full, relaxed breath. And with each exhalation, just allow yourself to sink more into your body as much as you can. And then yet, interestingly enough, as you sink into your body and become more relaxed in your being is equally able to expand beyond the confines or limitations of your conscious ego self. And as you do this, we're going to invite you to allow yourself to come to a state of imagination, to stretch your intellectual center beyond its known ideas into the realm of higher intellect, into the realm of imagination, possibility. Of invention, creation, newness. And for some of you, you may find yourself in a place that you think of as your sanctuary or a sacred space or a safe place. Whatever those surroundings allow themselves to be, allow that imagery to form around you now. Or at least for your sensory apparatus, the body, to register it in whatever way it's coming to you. And here we want to suggest an understanding of you. This is the place of your soloverse, the universe of one. The place where all aspects, essence, personality, ego, and that part of you that is the eternal higher being that is always part of the Tao, all meet, all collaborate, all input, no matter if you're aware of them or not. And in this soliverse of yours, you are a hub. You are your own core of creative emanation. You are more than your overleaves, more than your role. You are more than the dynamics of your soul age awareness of where you are now. You are existence itself, as manifest through you. And as manifest through you, then, some of you may like the metaphor of being, as we said, the sole cornerstone of a building, or perhaps the spider web, the spider who is spinning a web in their own universe, their own world of creation, stretching it out. Or perhaps you like the idea of being the central core computing agent, the mainframe that reaches out to other nodes in a network, all of which this lattice work from core reaching out works as a metaphor. If another one comes to mind for you, as a weaver or a knitter. Whatever it is, allow it to just come and start. And now, ladies and gentlemen, however this metaphor is unfolding for you, allow it to begin expanding. Rays of straight line or curved begin making their way out from the core of who you are. And as they do, what comes into realization is that you have a first line in your network. These are beings, resources, even identities of yourself that you've come to relate to. Notice who they are. Notice where they are in this web, or in this matrix, or in this lattice work. Notice the thickness of those connections. Notice if all those connections are connected to each other. And as we go through this, you will constantly be asked and prompted to think about, as you observe these, whether or not they feel satisfying, they feel complete, or they feel overemphasized. And notice those are all evaluative qualities. And so whatever points of evaluation that go through your mind are valid and useful to help answering the questions of the health, the connection, the strength, the size, and viability of your network web. And now fan out more again, continuing to let the tendrils move out from the core hub of who you are. Perhaps they are brand new at a different layer, but they represent someone's, some person, some things, some objects that are further away from the core hub. And by further away, notice how you evaluate that. They may, however, appear as large or small. Does that mean they're important or unimportant? Does that just mean they're at a distance? Are they solid or transparent, meaning that somehow they're really key or necessary, but they may not be something or someone that you tap into often enough? These, again, are those qualities that you can test for. And notice then, too, does your energy go out to these nodes? And how much does energy come in from these nodes? Do you find yourself wanting more or less? And now, once again, in all directions, allowing yourself to have these tendrils, these webs, these connections, these lattice works to be expanding some more. Notice they don't always have to come off of you. Maybe they're coming off of some of the nodes that you access. So they may be indirect connections and associations, but still maybe just as important, just not ones you would otherwise have directly accessed yourself. And notice as this web and as this lattice work continues to grow, do you yourself, as that weaver of the web, that knitter of the pattern, that builder of the lattice work, that mainframe processor in the center core of your network, does it feel sufficient? Can you see or tell or have a sense of things that are missing? Perhaps you can fill them in now as you take yet another layer of allowing your network to expand. And as you begin to visualize these, we're going to offer you the concept of newness again here. And to realize that some of the things that may come into this web, that may come into this network, are people, resources, circumstances, ideas, or institutions that you have not yet encountered or thought of. Notice what comes into view. It may not be complete. The images or senses of them may be just a placeholder or vague. Nonetheless, allow for some of those to be in the formation process. Because indeed, you are in this period of time of liminality where new things are being drawn in and manifested, which you do not yet know. But you know that this great web, this great network is being built, and you can have trust in it being built. And as you do, you can evaluate each part. Now, as this web, this network, this weave is getting larger, notice if you're also surprised that some of the beings or circumstances or people or institutions or ideals that you perceive should be there actually haven't appeared. Notice if you can't think of them now, that you can always add them in or go through the evaluative process of actually deliberately, through choice, not only put them in your network, but move them around in scale, in level of primacy, meaning which is your first level of intimates that you go to, or your first level of knowledge that you go to. You can change those things within your network. So for right now, this evening, we would like you to feel the pulses going in and out from you toward your network nodes, and the pulses that are coming in from your network nodes. So going out and going in. Because a living entity, it always has energy surging in both directions, and even has a time of pause between those directions. As you feel this state, this primary experience tonight, just take note of it. And know that this is a useful exercise to do at least once a week over the course of the next year, where you actively go in and evaluate the energy exchange between your nodes, the placement of your nodes, your output and interaction with your nodes, with your network. and whether or not you are giving or deriving enough in those interactions to make your larger extended field truly as potent and as holistic. And yes, even helping to complete you. And now, as one part, last part of this exercise, letting yourself for a moment come out of the solipsistic or individualized nature of this visualization. Instead of you being the center of your own network, right now, allow yourself to be a node and be aware of other people's networks that you are a part of. See your spouses, your children, your parents, your friends, your coworkers, those who you share common beliefs and values, institutions and ideals you support. How do you figure in those? Do any of the networks that you see yourself being a part of, a node in somebody else's, surprise you in any way? And if it does, what is it about that relationship that might surprise you? And what is it that you may be called upon to give or change or to offer or even to withhold in that exchange? Where you are the node to someone else's network. And so, with realization that it within the paradigm of the mature soul era, it calls for greater self-awareness, which is that core of beingness that which is what I called solipsism, meaning that you understand that it is natural and native to see yourself as the center of the universe. But the real work is to also acknowledge other and to be equally in reality a part of a greater, and that you are an aspect of other hubs, other networks, and a part of theirs. And you work in mutuality to some degree, in some way, with each other. So with that dual awareness of both individuality and unity, of soliverse and multiverse, allow yourself to bring all this awareness into your memory banks, all this awareness to be registered on various levels of your consciousness, that you can return to at any time you wish. And once again, allow yourself to be the breathing in your body, bringing that consciousness into every cell, but also using your personal power of awareness to bring your presence back into this moment, back into this group, back into the circumstance, back with each other. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And we'll take a few moments for any of you who would like to share your experiences or what you noticed.